This week on Zen and Not Zen, Pro Time Edition.
Oh, I've heard flight lice are when people board outside of their category. Guess what? I'm telling you right here, podcast listeners, there have never been any consequences. No one has ever looked at me sideways. No one has ever said anything to me. I board with the first class. I board with the veterans. I board with anyone who needs extra time. Come after me. Are you a gold member? Why, yes, I am. Because you can't fucking tell. Have you ever asked for a piece of evidence? And I was like, if all these people are going to be breaking, and I am a rule follower to a T. Like
you fucking ratted out your babysitter, and this is the same.
Yeah, this is the same bitch who ratted out her babysitter at the thought she might get in trouble, because I have had it to here with traveling.
I love you so much.
And so, Mandy hates doing it with me because she's just like, it feels wrong. We shouldn't do this. I go, I don't fucking care. I have followed all the rules and I'm not checking my bag.
You dragged your poor wife into this.
And she Googled it and the term is flight lice.
Yeah. Flight lice, that's so hilarious.
The flight attendants and pilots call people that do not board with their group flight lice. And I go, I'm going to wear a fucking shirt next time I go to the airport. Bro time.
I actually went out there one time. I had a dude misspell his name on his application. I could just tell his name was Michael, and Jesus. He spelled his name how was it? It was something noticeable to where I'm like, this isn't like a foreign spelling. This isn't like Russian or Ukrainian. This is.
I always mix up the E and the A on Michael, though. Did he do that?
It was like an M-I-C.
Your name's not Michael, though.
My birth name is not Michael. No, you're right.
M-I-C-H-A-A-L. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the guy out there, and I'm like, oh, man, he's like 16. Mm. I was working at a... where was I at? I was at the movie theater. I was hired for host.
Yeah.
And I was like... I very rarely at that time, I still had like this like cocky, like, you set up an interview time with me, I don't take walk-ins. Like,
it's really funny because I can kind of, I, again, that was not the person we met when we worked together, yeah. But it's like I can see kind of, remove like that, 6 or 7 years totally. Before uh-huh. that.
Yeah.
Still kind of now, ooh, I got the rule.
Uh-huh. and I look out there and I'm like, fuck, man, this kid, he's 16, first job. I looked at his resume.
So nervous.
So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to hire the kid, but I'm going to go talk to him and just tell him he spelled his name wrong. And I think I was pronouncing his name Mikhail.
Because of how it was spelled?
And so I was like, hi, Mikhail. My name's Adam. I'm the GM. How are you? And he's like, I'm fine. I'm
he's like,
okay,
this
Mikhail.
Fucking idiot can't say
and
Michael.
I kept saying his name like that purposefully. Okay,
just
Mikhail.
Just
is
trying
really,
to fucking
yeah,
see
yeah,
drive it home.
And finally he was like, my name is Michael. And I'm like, that's kind of what I thought. How do you spell your name? He's like, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. I'm like, okay, cool. You have two A's in your name on your resume. How many of these have you handed out? He's like, and he turned white as a goat.
Oh, shit. It was on his resume?
Yeah,
just saw his life happening before his eyes.
Four places already. I'm like, okay, cool. It's not that bad. You're all good. All right. So go home and just change your name, right? Get your shit straight. You're all good, man. This happens, right? It's just, you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Get your shit straight. Spell your name right. If you have a desire to come back and see me, come back and see me if you want. Well, we can talk, but until you get your shit.
Yeah.
But just, you're fine. Take a deep breath, right? And he went on his way. Right?
Or double down in every job that calls you back. Hi, I'm Mikhail. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
You just got to fucking keep that lie. Yeah. Climb the fucking
paycheck made it to
it's the perfect job and you become like some fucking heavy hitter like 8 years down the road just being fucking the wrong
like,
name.
Actors have stage names, employees can have, you know, work names. This is my work name.
They should allow that,
especially
in hospitality.
Yeah, I don't want to be so vulnerable.
I don't need to be Adam and you know my last name on my ticket and shit.
I'm very happy.
Exotic dancers do it all the time.
Very happy to not interview and hire people anymore, but it's like occasionally I get people dropping off resumes because I'll be like, quote, in charge of the person they hand it to.
Right.
And I'm just like, the last one I got, I was actually stoked because the person showed up. We, of course, didn't interview or hire this person because, you know, why the fuck would we?
Right.
But showed up in like kind of like almost dress code or like black on black, like ready to be interviewed for a serving job, and then had a fucking resume on one page, America. One fucking page. I don't know on what planet we decided that like, 7 pages was fucking like, you know, where they literally type every fucking thing and I hear like a paragraph about your college education.
No.
As a college education person who's not using their degree, that shit is really not fucking necessary. No. Like,
you know, you're just like putting down napkins and menus.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Like literally, yeah. Like a kid's gonna smash fucking Cheerios into this table, and you're gonna fucking clean that. Right. Like literally, that's what I did like 20 minutes ago yesterday.
Maybe not yesterday. I always got tickled though by when people did hand their resumes in and they had. Like skills,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
And the skills usually is like word processing or you know ability to work with others. And yeah. I remember seeing the first time I saw the ability to stand for long periods of time, and I was like,
"Buddy,
huh? Is that a skill?
Living?
Is that a skill?
Yeah.
It's definitely.
But there were
a lot of people,
bartender, server. So I'm like, I guess it's applicable. But then like after this was like. God, I'd say 2012.
I don't know if I put it under skill.
Yeah,
but maybe
no,
like,
it was hard
you know,
first one.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, first one.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
First
Lead
one.
And strong.
Yeah. Yep. Ability to stand for long.
Yeah. Right
Let
below,
me give you my
right
best,
below McHale.
Yeah,
right below
McHale.
And after that, though, I swear to God, every fucking resume that started coming in had ability to stand for long periods of time. And that was like a hard set skill right next to like data entry or
ability to lift
50
pounds.
Right. Or,
right? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Shit like that. I'm like, man.
They're
is
just taking
it
straight off the application, copy pasting it, and just being like, "These are all the things you need. Those are the things I have."
I mean, a lot of the shit I see on Reddit about like you know the supermarkets in Europe and stuff, and I noticed this. I suppose if I really think about it, like they do allow their cashiers to sit at like stools and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why the fuck not? Like, literally,
if
I mean...
you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Like, as someone who does clean and finds, like, by nature is busy in that thing, I protest that saying so
Such
much.
A
I'm like,
terrible
we got...
thing.
We also got time
Everything
to enjoy each other's
democracy.
Fucking company right now.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, you can get fucked. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not always... Again, yeah. We're not launching the fucking space shuttle here.
Cup squat.
Well, it's the whole idea of maximizing the person or the thing while they're there, right?
Yeah.
Get 100% out of these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's these phrases that have become so common that we don't realize are also demoralizing,
yeah.
Right? And completely false. There is no goddamn way you can go 8 hours straight and give 100% of
not
your
much.
Energy.
Yeah.
Nobody
physically,
does.
No.
Physically, it's not fucking possible as a human being. And then you have these assholes out there saying 110%. You're fucking lying.
For what?
You have a misconception of physics. There's no way you can give 110%.
No.
You're fucking bullshit. You're talking out of your ass. You're regurgitating some fucking bullshit somebody else has said.
Yesterday,
70%? That's manageable.
Yesterday,
that's doable.
I had time to lean and time to clean yesterday. Instead, I spent that talking to a guy about how they stopped deep frying the McDonald's apple pie. And then I also talked about, remember how fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the big fucking Oreos that they stopped making in the early 90s? It was literally an Oreo the size of a fucking hockey puck.
No, I don't think I remember those.
You that was OG
those?
Too.
Wow.
They got rid of that during the saturated fat bad
oh,
for you.
Man.
But literally that was my time to clean. Instead of doing that, I talked to some fucking dad of teenagers about like discontinued snacks. It's like, get fucked.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, we don't need to sit here and it's like, and not only that, if everybody actually cleaned during these downtimes, we would actually achieve a point in which the place is actually completely clean and there's no actual cleaning to be done.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like start building the next floor or something?
Yeah,
I'll
take a look at these systems that are clearly working well and see if I can fucking relaminate a sheet.
Yeah. We've just gotten into this habit of like there's always something to do. There's always something to improve. There's always something to grow. There's always something to build on. It's like better than yesterday, better than last year. It's like stop trying to be better. Just fucking
just
be.
Do your job.
Well,
just
be.
I remember,
setting
these
weird standards.
You would have budgeting meetings and shit, and you would have to always try to make 5 to 10% over the previous year. And after a certain point, especially at a very successful place that we worked at, it's like, well, that's not really fucking attainable.
No,
and
exactly.
In my mind, it's like I could think of. At my current job, I mean, we could be making more money and there's probably ways to do that, but there's also just like, okay, you also got to be realistic on like, what really can we do?
Right.
Even if we're kicking fucking ass, 10% would be fucking amazing for a restaurant that's 12 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking
and these
assholes.
People are just growing to grow, you know, just growing for the sake of growth. I actually had a business coach reach out to me.
Look what happened to Boeing.
Right.
Fucking
yeah.
Mean
yeah,
to Boeing.
Yeah. Yep. But I had a business coach reach out to me recently and was like, hey, let's grow Adam Real Healing. Let's do this.
Ugh,
and I'm like,
barf.
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't want to. And they emailed me back and was like, well, don't you want to help as many people as you can? I mean, what do you have a business for? And I'm like, I do want to help as many people as I can. But there's like there's a parameter in that, right?
Healing
and
first.
That's defined by me, right? And I had a talk with I had a friend that I share space with at this this new office. He's a clinical therapist, and we talked about this recently because we had a session, and he was saying that he feels down on himself because, you know, he'll have an 8-hour day and only see like 3 clients, right? And I'm like, okay, well, business side, right? So let's check from business side. 3 clients, X amount of days. Do you still pay your bills? Yes. Okay, cool. Do you feel comfortable with what you got? Yes. Okay, there's room for growth? Yes. Okay, cool. There's room for growth. You can stabilize. You can put out there what kind of growth you want. But you're paying your bills. You're doing okay already. So stop beating yourself up for succeeding.
Right.
Right. We have this idea of growth. Like if I have an 8-hour day, I've got to have it.
That?
He was serving tables.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And if we have an 8-hour day, we feel like we have to have 8 clients in that 8-hour day in order to feel successful.
Not
to
mention the fact that that would be fucking terrible.
It's horrible for your energy to be able to put out like that, especially if you're holding space for a lot of people in very vulnerable, volatile situations,
You gotta also listen to yourself and hold space for yourself, too. It's definitely not like you just fucking bang out, like, next depressed person, bing, let's go.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
let me pull out the legal pad.
But
okay,
lucky
we got
for them, there's an endless line of depressed people.
Oh, yeah, no, everybody's fucked. Yeah, no, I get that.
We're all dispensable.
I get that.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's brutal.
Yeah, but, you know, it's that deprogramming that we have to get into, you know, that once we understand that we've been programmed, and I don't mean that nefariously, like some fucking puppet masters out there programming us. This is just the cultural standard that, you know, for the most part, middle to upper class white America has been kind of fed. Grow, be better, do this. And maybe not even white America, maybe just America in general, right? Maybe the world, who knows, right? I'm just speaking from my own space. But
they're not stressing like that in France and Italy, I'll tell you that goddamn much.
So I got a friend in France. She's been there for, I think she's been there for about 10 years now. Love her to death. And she's been a teacher. They recently were striking in France like a year ago.
I think
because they were... Yeah, they were doing something with their retirement and their vacation pay or vacation time. And you automatically get 5 weeks of vacation. Automatically in
2.5 times what we have.
Yes. And then you build
guaranteed.
From there. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, every single year.
So and, also not really 2.5 times. And so people are not really guaranteed unless you take it and you can't cash it out and shit.
No, those motherfuckers
take
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's no the same here. They so people were saying, like, you already get this much. Why are you fighting? Because they're going to take this away or change this. Like, this is where it starts.
Slope.
Right? Yeah. And if anything, we're going to fight for more. I want 7 fucking weeks, right?
Yeah.
Why do I have to work that much to pay y'all's taxes for you to do nefarious shit with whatever fucking, you know, military bullshit? It's like, come on, man. Like, there's got to be a balance.
And
we're not doing it.
Yesterday, and I understand this is classist shit. And again, people should be very fortunate to fucking fly to Kauai, which is what I just did.
Right.
You know, but it was like, after September 11th, we fucking started paying for bags, you know, to help the airlines out and shit. Once you do that, you're not going to come back from that shit. I get a free check bag because of my Alaska card, but it was like, my bag was 4 pounds overweight. We ended up doing shit moving around.
Yeah.
They're going to charge me $150 for fucking 4 pounds.
That's crazy.
What, and it's just you say what airline?
That was Alaska. That was Alaska.
Alaska charged you that, really?
I mean, maybe it's a little different coming back from the fucking islands, but it's just literally like, we went from like, you know, and it just created this mushroom effect of, again, this is air travel, and I understand we're not on a fucking steamship, and I didn't load my trunk with Leo DiCaprio and shit. Like, I was somewhere else fucking 72 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, you pay for these fucking check bags and stuff, and now so nobody checks their bags because they don't want to have their shit lost. I've had my shit lost. I eventually got it. It sucks. But that creates a fucking thing with the bins. So then they're always like, we're going to be crowded. So then everyone tries to board fucking early, load the bins, and then you, if you're unfortunate or whatever, the bad luck or whatever, you got to check your shit with like the strollers and all those other people that put their shit right
in
the
jet way. Yeah, if you're an E or F, you're fucked because totally everyone's fucked. Carrying on and they're going to do really 3 bags. You know, like they will have
you
2 kind of personal items.
Like,
I'm like,
that,
like
that
I know
big
you.
Big fucking Trader Joe's bag.
Right.
Like they just got to the fucking beach.
That's a carry on.
That's a motherfucker, dude. You could fit like 5 changes of clothes and 2 winter coats in that shit.
You know what I did?
Shit, fuck. I'm flying to Phoenix. I got to ask you about Arizona.
Oh, bro. When I was coming back from Sedona, I love to travel. I loved to travel. Like, there was a time in my life where I was traveling multiple times a year, different countries, different cities, just loved it. And since the pandemic, I fucking hate being in the masses, period. But I also, but more so than ever, I hate being in airports with people right now. I don't know what has happened. it's either everyone and their mother is there, no one knows how to be outside the house anymore, no one knows how things work, and I had just had it, and we were walking on the airplane to our seats, and I'd seen two rows of overhead compartments where people were putting their bags, like, oh, horizontally, like
fucking hot dog style,
taking it up, oh, when they had been announcing for the last hour and a half, hey, we need 15 people wheels to come out, up, we're going to be, it's a whole flight, so I took both the bags, and I readjusted them, and Mandy's behind me, she's like, all right, sorry, carry-on police. And I was like, I fucking had it. I have fucking had it. I go, these two people's bags are going to be the reason why the two people at the end, who's no fault of their own, because I have checked in on time multiple times fucking on airlines, and I'm an E and F. And it's like, it's been 20 minutes. Why am I an E and F? I'm following all the rules I should be. So you know what I've started to do? There's a term called flight lice. What flight lice are?
Oh, I've heard flight about lice shit
are right when people board outside of their
nobody's gonna do
category.
Nobody's
guess gonna do what? It. I'm telling you right here, podcast listeners, all 10 of you, there have never been any consequences. No one has ever looked at me sideways. No one has ever said anything to me. I board with the first class. I board with the veterans. I board with anyone who needs extra time. Come after me. Are you a gold member? Why, yes, I am. Because you can't fucking tell. Have you ever asked for a piece of evidence? And I was like, if all these people are going to be breaking, and I am a rule follower to a T. Like,
you fucking ratted out your babysitter, and this is the same.
Yeah, this is the same bitch who ratted out her babysitter at the thought she might get in trouble, because I have had it to hear with traveling.
I love you so much.
And so, Mandy hates doing it with me because she's just like, it feels wrong, we shouldn't do this. I go, I don't fucking care, I have followed all the rules, and I'm not checking
your
my
poor
bag
wife into this.
And she googled it, and the term is flight lice.
Yeah,
flight people lice. So the flight attendants and pilots call people that do not board with their group flight lice, and I go, I'm gonna wear a fucking shirt next time I go to the airport. Flight lice coming through, coming in with the first class, stop me, stop right, me. Yeah. And as soon as we start boarding,
oh my god,
and I don't know why we don't board window first, then aisle, then a window in the middle aisle, because half the time I'm standing behind someone,
these shitheads.
Everyone's gonna hook it. You're buckled in. You're buckled in, and you're in the first group. Or you right. know you're gonna have
what
to
the
get
fuck
up.
Is that? Yes.
Get the fuck up. You're taking 30 seconds of my time. Everyone's taking this is the podcast today, guys. I'm just ranting.
What really grinds my gears.
This is what really grinds my gears.
Oh god.
Like you all need to be on your shit. Let's
fucking
go. I lost my
shit on my flight back from Fort Lauderdale. Well, Kauai was okay, but back from Fort Lauderdale, I was losing my shit.
And people are just wiling out at flight attendants, their flight at each other. I'm over it.
Seen this phenomenon on a Canadian flight, not in person, just on Reddit, of them sitting when the flight lands, just staying seated.
Yeah.
Until your row
right.
is ready to go.
You're not prepping when you see the two in front of you? Grab your shit.
Well, grab your shit.
You have had 40
grab
minutes.
Grab your shit. But these fucking assholes that are just like, four rows back that are now just in the aisle. I'm like, dude, you are now just, now I gotta just stand here and look at your
right.
fucking hip for 40 minutes while all these other assholes. Son of a fuck, dude. Like,
the
I
people
can't.
People that stand up immediately when the plane lands.
Hate
where
that
are you going,
shit.
Bud? Where are you
hate
going?
That shit,
I just need you on your
so,
stuff.
Okay, it is. So, yes, you can't fucking do that, but yeah, no. Literally, we've watched this shit thin out, and now I wait for this guy to fucking take his coat down. Then his fucking shit.
And
then
they put
his other thing.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, what the fuck were you doing in the other three rows? Like, I could have fucking played a game of hacky sack with the amount of space we have.
Yeah. And what they do is that they put the bag on top of the bag, they strap everything in, and they fold it in the bag. This is what you do when you get off the plane, my guy.
Oh, dude, I fucking walk
out
like this, dude. Yeah. I'm
grabbing it, and it's barely hanging on by a thread.
I take that roller bag. That roller bag is at some fucked up angle. I'm doing, like, bodily damage to joints and shit.
Go, go,
go, go, seriously.
Get the fuck off. You have 80 people been waiting for hours to get off this fucking flight.
God damn it.
It's so funny because, like, okay.
And the kids, grab your bag. No, you, bitch. You grab the bag, Dad.
Fuck.
You
grab the bag
for your five-year-old. Don't make
topics,
it. Don't
same,
teach
same
him
thing.
Responsibility now.
We're going to teach kids not during the fucking Friday night dinner rush when
to
fucking
order
their
food.
Save that for the day in which you know I don't have nine fucking tables because you just waited 20 minutes for one.
If you prepped him at home all week and you're testing
him,
all right, what do you got for dinner?
I've met some children that are better than ordering than fucking adults.
Yes.
Do you miss this shit? Do you miss this shit at all? Nope, this motherfucker's like, I haven't been traveling for a while. It's been great. I'm
So I walked out of the yoga studio like 3 weeks ago, and it was just went from like raining to nice. Like it literally, like the clouds broke, sun came out, and I was just standing there kind of looking up, and this dude, Steve, came up behind me, and he's like, such a weird day. And I'm like, I love today. I love right now.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, he's like, why? I'm like, because if this was me 10 years ago, I would be like racking my brain about whether or not I should emergency call in the patio staff and open the patio because the sun just came out and we got budgets to hit shit. And I'm like,
nobody will really understand that gamble. And I try to explain that to people. I'm like, you guys, like people that have like that went there and saw it, yep. like understand it. But like, I'm like, no, like more than half the staff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at its peak, you would have 6 in and like 8 to 10 out. You know, so what I'm saying?
There
like,
were 13 out.
Jesus. Time. But you know what I'm saying? Like, totally. So like, it's just literally, it's not even cutting this staff in half. It's like literally about 40%.
Yep. Yeah. And then there's kitchen staff, support staff, and bartenders. You got to open the back window.
Fucking patio.
And then a day like we had yesterday or a couple days ago where it was rain, sun.
Yep.
At any moment, it could have changed.
Yep. And then you get all these fucking asshole meteorologists coming in there going, yeah.
It's not their fault. They're like, trying to read a fucking crystal ball that is Earth.
Literally.
They have no idea what's happening.
If I could fucking see the future, do you think I'd be having the conversation with you and your fucking banana hammock and your clip-in boots? Fucking asshole.
Like a clippy clock. God,
dude,
man.
As a bicyclist, too, that shit fucking rubbed me the wrong way before I got into bicyclists. I'm like, wow, you guys fucking suck. Clip-in boots, don't do that. But also the fucking jerseys, dude. Jersey-wearing fucking Speedo. Yeah, first of all, also that shit's been proven. Bike seats are not good. But also further constricting what's going on with a bike seat. Not good either.
Oh, okay, all right.
For males' genitalia region.
All right.
So
good to know.
I always wondered why everyone dressed up like they were going to a race. Is it just because it's easier? It's probably easier to bike. Because I remember my pants getting caught on the chain and stuff. So there's,
you roll up your pant leg.
Well, I don't want to look like a fucking idiot.
Well,
I'd rather wear a unitard.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, so I don't want to roll up my pant leg.
Yeah, no.
I've never worn a bike jersey or kind of like the Speedo pants, so I don't know. I would assume it is probably a little bit lighter.
They have
to. Yeah, but at the same time, it's just like, cool, you're also wearing like, if we're fucking training for the Ironman or some shit, maybe.
Right.
Like, okay, but you're using a public trail that is blocked by people on strollers and some shit.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking aerodynamic.
All right, Kevin, we get
negligible.
It. Yeah.
No, like straight up. Like, I fucking got pissed off because I see these assholes when I'm on that trail.
Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah.
And they're just shoom. I'm like, I get it.
On your left.
We get it. You're fast.
But it's just like, cool. What about little Johnny and the fucking family and the stroller? You are going to slam on your fucking brakes. Like, straight up.
Yeah,
like, it's just like,
and then get upset at the family.
Right.
For being out there. Have you seen on the Burt Gilman Trail those fucking yellow go-kart looking bicycles that are like these long Twinkie looking motherfuckers that are low to the ground and this dude's people, I don't know.
You
dudes,
sit
but,
down?
Yeah, sit down.
Yeah,
all the time out there. Just fucking,
I think they're called recumbent bikes. Is that what
recumbent bike? There's ones you can do with your hands and there's also ones you can do with
your feet.
I think
the feet ones are the ones I saw. They look like big luges or something.
Yeah.
Like cool,
I think it operates
out
a completely separate set of muscles.
Okay.
So like thinking about like, that's why they have two different kinds of bikes at the gym. So I think you can like work one set of muscles. So I think that's why those exist.
All right.
Fuck.
Man.
Also more comfortable. I mean.
I imagine. I mean, you're riding a big Twinkie.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
A little tricycle.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man.
Well, see what's funny is, saw Little Debbie ice cream when I was in at the Walmart in Kauai. I've never had that. But you grew up, I was a Twinkie, a Hostess guy. You grew up Little Debbie?
I grew up Little Debbie, yeah.
What about you? Did you
Hostess. Yeah, when Ding Dongs made it in the house, I was like, whoa.
Do you think that's a real, because Texas and Arizona, right?
Yeah.
That's not regional.
Yeah, we had both. I remember having both in Texas, but I think
Little
it was more of like.
Price point was cheaper.
Yeah, I think it was definitely that. And mom and dad just, for whatever reason.
Yeah, Hostess was like fancy.
That is nice.
Like we had like the Star Crunch joints and like the little fucking oatmeal cream pies and shit. And the brownies when they still had the walnuts, not when they're cosmic brownies.
Cosmic brownies are not that good. I don't understand why they have this cold. Like all the other things, I'm like, okay, I can see.
Dude, we used to take those fucking brownies. I can see
why people like these.
We had, you know, everybody's got like weird shit, especially as a kid. Like when I was a kid, I used to take the McDonald's chicken nuggets and I get the chicken nuggets and I take the skin off, eat the chicken nuggets, and then I would like put barbecue sauce on all the skins and then eat the skin like a chicken.
Like weird shit, right? Here's the thing. Normally, I would agree with you on that, but the only good part about McDonald's chicken nuggets is the crunch around it. Like the chicken inside is disgusting. So how do you eat that without the skin?
I was a kid, right?
I guess.
But
monster.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was a terrible job.
It's a red flag for me.
100%,
it's a
man.
It's a no for me, dog.
That's torture.
It's a no for me, dog. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, Randy Jackson.
No.
At home with the Little Debbies, like I told you guys about the Star Crunch. Like we take the Star Crunch, hit like 10 seconds, get it just a little bit melty enough.
Yeah.
And not, okay, that was great.
Yeah.
But the brownies, when they still had the walnuts in them, take that and just like immediately open the package, ball it up into a big ball.
Oh,
just like right into a big ball.
This is all and serial just, killer behavior. Adam.
Totally.
All
hey, I'm not going to say, I haven't had the thoughts. I just haven't had the action
Star
yet,
Crunch.
Right? But yeah, just eat it like a little fucking chocolate apple.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay. All right. Chocolate apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Weird shit, man.
Serial killer. That's fucking hilarious.
How do you think I keep my plants so green, Robin?
Jesus.
All the fertilizer.
God. Ted Kaczynski's family turned him in.
Where'd that come from?
And he said, yeah.
Where'd
that come from?
I would like
fertilizing,
to train
fertilizing.
Got it.
Fertilizing.
We were a serial killer, fertilizer, Ted Kaczynski. Got it.
Actually,
okay.
Really not that fucking far.
No, it's like, actually not.
Given all my shit.
I forgot about the
that's
fertilizer.
That's actually like the most logical shit I've probably said on this podcast.
That train of thought
podcast.
Was only 2 degrees away.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Like not that
fucking
bad. You're right. That was on
it's not
me.
Like I'm
that's
like bringing
me.
Steve Buscemi into it, which no. I should.
Yeah.
Oh,
somehow.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, you're right.
He's always a good, like I wouldn't say scapegoat, but.
Scapegoat.
He's got just, he's such an interesting human being.
Yeah. I do love him.
Them and I really appreciate God, what's his name? Jurassic Park.
Goldblum. Yeah.
He's just so unapologetically himself, or the character that he's designed to be.
World According to Jeff Goldblum on Disney Plus.
Oh, amazing!
It is the best salve if you are ever having a bad day. Please turn that on. 100%. It is just him just being overjoyed over the tiniest shit.
Oh,
water aerobics.
I met
water aerobics with the ladies. I couldn't handle it. It was too
he
cute.
Was so excited
so
about it.
I met someone yesterday who was a producer on the Bill Nye Show, and he built all the fucking set pieces.
No shit. What
and
a
I just go,
cool job.
And I go, dude. So you built the fucking sailboat that displaced the water, and then the water like went into the like imprinted part of the sailboat. Do you remember that?
Oh
remember
my god.
And he's like. Yes, I did. He's like, yes, I'm not going to high five him. Like,
you
dude, thank you so much.
Fucking lying.
Dude. It's like he built all that shit. And I'm like, and he's like, do you know what our budget was? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like,
$50.
They had $900 per episode.
Jeez. Oh my god.
Know?
Which is probably
oh
like, $2,000, maybe $2,500
now.
But
yeah.
It's like, think about like
nothing.
And that was his thing. He's like, shop time was probably like $60 an hour to like have someone
holy
fucking build
fuck.
This shit. So you'd have to mock all this up
yeah.
with like zero budget. It was on Channel 9.
If I were that man, I would print out shirts every day of the week that just says, I built Bill Nye's set. I would want everyone to know.
No,
that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very fucking
that's
cool.
A real celebrity sighting.
That is
a
no
deep
shit.
Cut celebrity sighting.
Deep, you have a deep cut celebrity sighting. I fucking
oh
yeah.
Bro.
So then, yeah, I was on vacation and I brought up the name. I brought up Carlo Gugino. My brother's like Carlo Gugino. She's fucking hot.
First of all, it's Carlo Gugino. It's Gugino.
Sorry,
Gugino of son-in-law fame. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's where I first got a crush on her son-in-law. Hey, buddy.
I couldn't name another thing she was in. Honestly, I haven't.
Did you watch any of the Mike Flanagan stuff on Netflix? You should. It's
I don't
it's
watch
fucking
anything.
Incredible.
Come on now. I talk about the '90s and I don't watch anything new.
You should watch. Okay. Well, I know you're
kind
still,
of a
you one-trick
pony.
You're still,
but that's two tricks.
That's true.
We're
that's
still true. Trying to get into Star Wars, so I understand what a big ass this is. But if you can do yourself a favor and watch Fall of the House of Usher. I feel like that one
is that
is
worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not watched it?
It has nothing
no.
to do with Usher.
Oh,
it has
both
nothing to do
you.
With Usher.
No.
It took me a while to do my head wrapped around
it. False. It does. It goes through all of Usher's confessions.
Confessions.
It's a lie. It doesn't.
Okay.
So,
like, really?
Yeah,
so
I know. I had
intrigued.
Both of you for a second.
I don't know shit about that either.
My confessions. No, it's each episode. So it's a It's got a through line, so overarching story, but each episode focuses on a different Edgar Allan Poe poem or story, and they link it all together in such a fantastic way, and it's very satisfying. And I feel like Haunting of Hill House is another Mike Flanagan thing. That was my favorite one of all time, but that one is a little more...
Okay.
Like, I feel like Fall of House of Usher, if you're not already that kind of person that watches those shows, I think that one would probably be more interesting than maybe Haunting of Hill House.
I can get behind that. For some reason, I was thinking it was another one of those, like, fucking, like, Kardashian type,
trashy type
shows.
No.
Like, I don't want to.
Like, think Succession.
Oh, no, what's behind that door?
Yeah.
I don't fucking even know what
it is. It's basically, the overarching story is this family, really rich family. Okay. Everyone starts dying. And... it all kind of links together, but they are kind of an evil, big pharmaceutical family that has done a lot of bad things,
and
things
and
come
shit.
Back to them. Yes. All right, but Carla Gugino plays an incredible fucking role, the role of her life.
So
in that.
I wouldn't be able to I had to do
Spy Kids.
I had to, fuck. I haven't seen Spy Kids. I do appreciate
she's
that.
In that one.
That was 2002, 2003 ish. So again, that doesn't fall into my 90s.
Yeah, she's the hot agent.
She is. Oh my God.
Yep.
My kids, yeah. Well,
turned a lot of
kids
gay with
times.
That one too.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So,
fuck.
I hadn't heard of any of this shit. So you sent that text out, and I'm like, okay. So
did
I
you watch the video though? Did you hear a voice like milk?
Yeah.
Milk and honey.
Yeah, it was very
saying
smooth.
My name.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard name, a couple celebrities say your name. Well, actually, one didn't say your name, but was talking about you. So there's that.
Which one? You'll have to narrow it down.
That would have been
so many, yeah.
That would have been Julia Ann.
Oh, that's right.
I hadn't heard of the show. I mean, I'm not talking to you. I hadn't heard of the show or like any of the people, so I wouldn't be able to recognize.
If you're
any
not
of these...
in that niche, he is a very kind of like, he's not a household name.
But so you recognized this dude.
No. So what had happened? What happened was my friend. He works Crypticon, which is a horror convention. So it's like Emerald City Comic Con for horror. He also works with a lot of the other conventions like Emerald City. Okay. And he is in charge of booking talent and then also assisting in taking care of talent. Like he took care of Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Like
nice.
Every time she got, so
appreciate that.
This is like a normal thing for him. It's just like these celebrities come into town. He takes care of them, sweet. Assists them, whatever they need, blah, blah, blah. And so he
gets
texted me. He was like,
and all this shit.
Yeah. And so he's like, hey, are you working Saturday? And I go, yeah. He goes, you'll never guess who I'm assisting, Mike Flanagan and Kate Siegel. And we need a place to take him to dinner. And I was like, fuck it. Let's fucking go.
Please.
So I don't think I probably, I know what both of them look like. I would have noticed her immediately, but probably, I think
it's
if
really
her without him, I think maybe not. I would have not recognized
like,
him.
When I waited on fucking Chris Novoselic, it took me a while.
Yeah.
And then I'm just sitting there like, yeah, that's him. And then he fucking stood up and I'm like, yeah, that's definitely
like,
him.
Like
but it's just like, again, out of context. Like,
you don't expect it.
Yeah.
But they truly could not have been nicer humans. They were so kind and they found out. So I had been texting Steve all day just being like.
Gracious with their time.
Yeah, apparently. Just saying stupid shit and nerding out and saying kind of wildly inappropriate things about my crush about Carla Gugino and Mandy's crush also with Carla Gugino. And I'm putting on makeup for the first time in 10 years. Like I don't even own makeup. I'm going to Mandy's stage makeup because I'm like, I need mascara or something. Like they're coming in.
Whoa.
And, like it was, I was excited for them to come in. And so Mandy texts Steve.
Yeah.
She goes, Kinsey's putting on mascara for the first time in 10 years, screaming about how she's the new lead of The Haunting of Carla Gugino Snatch. And my friend read that text verbatim to Mike Flanagan's face. And I'm texting him being like, oh, thank you for bringing back. You know, I'm saying, oh, make sure to tell him this.
That
make tell
amazing.
Him that. Not thinking that he was actually going to fucking tell him that. So before they even walk in the door, they know who the fuck I am and what I'm the fuck about.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'm mortified. And he tells me right before they come in, he goes, oh, by the way, I told him everything you said. And I go, you did what? I was like, that was, he doesn't know. He goes, no, you'll understand when you meet him. Like, they're really funny. He laughed at everything I said, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm already like mortified. So he walks in. I try to give him some time, and I'm trying not to be like right at the table because I'm so excited to see him. So I'm just sitting in the corner going over, like looking at my watch when I can sit
trying
over
to
there.
Act like you didn't see him sit down and
yeah,
shit.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like, I'm cool. And all day I'm talking myself up like, you're going to be so cool, calm and collected. You're going to be the
you're
best
gonna, like,
version of yourself. It's
you,
cool. Like your
gonna,
friend's
you're,
here.
You've
you got
waited
a buffer.
On so many celebrities before
totally
you're chill.
Fine.
All good.
They're just normal people. Oh, totally. So I had all
totally
these
fine
jokes and
like, you're
like cool
Steve
thing
Carell driving back from the poker game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bag of sand. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. And so I go to the table and I had this whole introduction that I was gonna do.
Oh, of course.
And then I go up there and I go, get drinks? I couldn't even finish a full sentence. I just kind of go, get drinks? And they all kind of look at me. And then I said something and I was like, yeah, well, when I was texting Steve earlier, they go, oh, you're Kinsey. I was like, yes, I could have introduced myself, but I, my brain farted. And they were like, oh, so he go, I take the order or whatever. And the first thing Kate orders is olives. So what's the one thing I, of course, forget? The easiest thing on the fucking menu, the first fucking thing she orders. And as long as I'm on this mortal coil, I will never forgive myself for forgetting that woman's olives.
Oh my God, this
mortified
just did.
People on your tombstone.
True.
Olives forgotten.
Yeah, I forgot Kate's
olives. Oh, I was
going to
put pepperoni and cheese
yeah
on my tombstone.
God. Like so he so he calls me over. He goes, hey, Kinsey. And I go, yes, Mike Flanagan. And he goes, so I heard you have, you know, you're a big fan of somebody. And I go, stop. I go, don't. And he goes, I can call her right now if you want. You want me to call her? And I go, absolutely don't.
That's
please
fucked
don't
up
call her. Please, A, don't bother the woman. And B, it's mortifying that you know anything
see
about
this
already.
We don't know these people's relationships
oh
and shit.
God.
Right.
Like, it's just like, no, I'll fucking.
And my friend was like, they were so excited to try to get her on the phone for you. They were genuinely so pumped that they could do this for you. And she was like going to bed because and had a fucking life to lead. So she obviously didn't FaceTime me. But he came up to me later and he was like, hey, is there a quiet place we can go talk real quick? And I was like, yeah, yeah, Mike Flanagan. Yeah, we can. And so we go in the back room and he pulls out his phone and then shows me the video. And I just like lose my shit. And he was just like, we just, you know, we really want to FaceTime her. She was going to bed. And I was like, this is... like, don't even tip me. This is all I fucking needed. Like, please,
this
was just the nicest.
This is a tip-pool scenario, but yeah. I'll explain to everyone at work and they'll be okay
oh,
with it.
Oh, they dropped a bag. Like, they took very good care of us.
That's
great. Yeah, but then now I have a video of Carla Gugino. The best part about that video is that she clearly did not want to do it, and she clearly just got a text from her director being like, hey, our server's got a boner for you. Like, can you send her a video? And she's like, I can see her like going like 3, 2, and 1. Hi. Like
yep,
smile
yep
on. And as
yeah
soon as it's over, a smile off. But God bless her for doing it anyway. I fucking love that
love
woman.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
You know, it's so funny though, because when you were saying about going like preparing what you were going to say, going up to the, you know, table and then, you know, blurting out whatever.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I mean, I'm not an actor by any means, but
yeah,
like what I, when I find myself like preparing what I'm going to say, whether it's in a yoga class, like I make announcements, right?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Or whether it's like thinking about what I should say at a podcast, right?
Right.
You know, something like that. It's like, it always comes out so fumbly.
It's
and so like jargony and just it's choppy and it's just, it sounds forced.
Inauthentic,
right?
Because
right
you're playing, it's the first rule of improv. You don't plan it. You go with it.
Just
and
go
you,
into it.
Because you're not in the moment if you're scripting how it's going to go.
Right.
And I, burn the first rule of improv, but I had this picture of cool version of Kinsey in my head
oh, yeah
that I was going to be, and not things specifically I was going to say, but the vibe
was
I was going
to
bring
yeah a two-person tour group.
Well, I was trying to be like, just pretend it like it's just your friend, like, because he's already there, like, just act like it's just the table
right
of your friends, like, just be fucking cool, be cool,
just
like
be
just,
cool,
just be cool. And I just could not be cool. But they could not have been nicer.
Oh man!
Yeah, you should have told him that you just fucking board whenever you want.
That I what?
Yeah, right.
Board the plane whenever.
Oh
you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Flight Lice.
I can't
I'm known in the streets as Flight Lice.
I can't even fucking. First of all, if you spell that with like a Y and a T E.
Oh, like
lice,
life, like full of life.
Yeah, Flight Lice.
Flight Lice for life. Yeah.
I
do
can
it
just
do it, kids. There are no
I
consequences.
Can just see fucking Mandy's mortified face.
Yeah, I've boarded without her before. I go, you don't want to do it? I go, I'm not checking my bag. I'll see ya. I go, at least one of us is going to have a bag. And then, like, it turns out that the overhead space was abundant and
totally
nothing.
Fine.
And
I've
she boarded when she was supposed to, and we both kind of looked at each other. I was like, all right.
God damn it, man. I can just...
Fair enough.
God, that is so not her sensibilities.
But I found a loophole for her. So we do have an Alaska Airlines credit card that we both have. Like, the
yeah,
one
yeah,
that
yeah
anyone can get. So when they say, like, if you're an Alaska card holder, you can board, and I go, are you comfortable now? Because that is not a lie and you're not cheating anybody. We do in fact have a card that's probably not the one they're talking about, but they don't ask. Yep. And she goes, okay. So now I'm like, so now can we board with all the card members? And I go, we can Delta and American Airlines if we fly any other stuff.
Well, they literally, having just done an Alaska flight, they literally announced that. And they just literally qualify it with a bunch of shit that yours truly does not qualify
if
for.
If you're shoving it down my throat, I'm taking every advantage that card holds.
MVP
okay?
gold. Yeah. It's like you're flying to fucking Spokane. You're like, yeah, exactly. I'm a 2 million miler.
Yeah, I will.
I'm bored with the fucking pilot. Who are you?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Out of my way.
No. It's so interesting because like we want to just like get on to sit down. And then sit.
Yeah, it's interesting because
it's the bags for me. That's
really
the only reason.
Yep, totally.
It is my bags.
First class, which I've been fortunate. When I flew to New Zealand, I used all my airline miles, so yeah. I was able to fly like a part of it, like because I had some bullshit layovers. A part of it was first class, not the big one that you want to be.
Right.
But they serve you fucking free booze the second you board, so I can get that as someone who doesn't get fucked up anymore.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't appeal to me. The bigger right. seat, of course, but it's just like
the free drinks is like whatever. Yeah.
That's really, I mean, yeah, so you can just sit there and fucking kind of act like you're not looking. You know, I remember I was just like, okay, fucking
watching all the surfs pass by you to go
exactly.
back to coach.
Fucking kiss the ring.
Yeah.
I'd like to so I had a buddy, a client that I worked with for a while that lived in Indonesia. And he said he had just he had like 3 years after his stroke, so he needed more comfortable flight arrangements to go that far. And he was telling me that there was an airline that goes to Indonesia that has the beds, like the pod, right? You know, so you go, like, you have like the little room.
That's on my bucket list. Yeah, before I die, I want to fly first class Emirates. I don't know how it's going to happen,
like
but I want to.
You
take
a ticket, nap.
Yeah. Sorry, only up. $5,000?
Yeah. One way, yeah.
Yeah, one way.
No, that can't be right.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I've heard it's actually.
Because that's actually reasonable. Because the shit that it's like $20,000 for a lot of these. Fucking big
but
one.
Just straight up go to sleep, wake up, take a shower,
right,
put on like freshies, deboard the plane like a fucking new person,
right? Yeah. And you got like a recliner and a TV and
fuck
shit. Yeah,
that's why the rich are so happy,
right?
It's fucking not the money, it's the amenities.
Yeah, the
my
comfort,
god,
right? Yeah, they don't
the
have to fucking sacrifice
the creams.
God, that Cerave commercial is like my favorite fucking
thing.
It's not thing
bad, it makes me uncomfortable.
God damn it, it's so Sarah. It's just Michael Cera, it's perfect. Michael Cera,
is that your Zen of the week?
So my Zen of the week, I think, is it's actually today, so I don't know when this is coming out, but. Today, I had the lovely, lovely pleasure of giving a sound bath presentation to a Girl Scout troop.
Stop.
Nice.
Yeah. You already did it?
No, it's after this.
Oh.
And so I get to go and...
Are you getting paid in cookies?
I hope so. I never thought
oh,
about
fuck.
That.
Oh, fuck. They already shut down. I haven't seen any
no,
of them.
No, we ordered. We ordered boxes.
Yeah. Okay,
coming.
So
yeah
I forgot to do
on.
That because it's just like... Now, I mean, again, this is... Sorry, we'll get back to that in a second. This is related to that. But like now, yo, so-and-so, you'll get a text message. So-and-so's fucking troop. Order this shit online. And then you got to arrange it. I was supposed to go to a bar at some point and fucking arrange this pickup.
Yeah.
But they haven't gone out to the fucking stores yet. I haven't seen the kids just fucking...
You're doing everything wrong. You can order them online without even a troop. Just have them shipped to you.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
they've streamlined it.
Yeah, Girl Scouts is a corporation.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. No, they will ship it. You don't got
to
pick up shit.
Well,
they will
talking,
ship it to
what
you.
Are we talking about shipping? I got no problem
regular.
Doing a box minimum here. But, like, I mean, what are we going to...
Regular.
Got to hit, like, six boxes.
Reasonable amount.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
Six bucks, maybe?
You need 44 boxes.
They'll probably outsource it.
This isn't Ecto Cooler. This isn't that market.
They probably outsource it to your closest troop. Like, it's... I mean, it's worth it. It is worth it.
So what's your go-to?
I love how you worked out the economics of this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
the best
time
of year. What do you usually get? What do you
tag-alongs.
Tag-along. Which one's that? That's
the
I don't
peanut butter.
The peanut
Reese's one. With
that's
the,
a good.
Yeah.
Samoas.
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 I don't even like coconut, and I fuck with those.
Here's my hot take. Thin mints? Mid.
I like them.
Mid.
I like them.
What's the chocolate-covered peanut butter ones?
Tag-alongs.
Those are tag-alongs?
Yeah.
What are the just the,
like,
the wafer
the
peanut
ones.
Butter
have
ones?
Have you tried the s'mores
like...
ones that came out a couple years ago? Those
I don't
are good.
Think I had those.
They kind of like, you don't fuck with them?
I don't like any of the new the shortbread ones I like, just the trefoils.
Trefoils,
The one you're talking about.
I have to see the boxes.
It's like a funny name. It's not Dinglehopper, Dosey but Dose. It's Dosey. I said Dinglehopper. I was fucking close. Yeah.
fucking good.
Yeah. Great, I know my shit.
Great cast, everybody. Great cast. Yeah. Great cast. Fuck.
Oh my God, you're doing a sound bath for Girl Scouts.
I'm how big so is that excited. Troop?
It's such, I think it's gonna like be such 10, a good day for it.
And so then their parents.
Is it outside?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're in a park in the row.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So what's, is was it Girl Scouts and Brownies?
Brownies is before Girl Scouts.
Yeah, so it's like Boy Scouts and Eagle Scouts.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I think.
Brownies is for like kindergarten.
Okay, so this. Okay, so I got confused by this one time. This is probably like 10 years ago. There's something else that's not Girl Scouts that fucking sells mints. Not fucking cookies. I fucking bought some mints off some kid thinking they were fucking cookies. I go home like, what the fuck is this? It was something else.
Yeah.
Another kids organization?
Yes, what's another fucking all-girls organization? Do you kind of know what I'm talking about?
It rings a bell.
Like, I bought some fucking, like junior mint motherfuckers in a big decorative box.
This feels like a Mandela effect.
Is it like a Boys and Girls Club of America type thing?
May have been a YMCA fundraiser. It could have been something like that.
Because I could be speaking wrong, but I think Girl Scouts is kind of the only...
So, yeah, that was the thing is I got...
the only game in town
that's it, baby.
I thought maybe we don't run Brownies, but I guess you said Brownies is the fucking...
Younger. Well, maybe they...
entry level.
If Brownies is not selling Brownies, someone needs to fucking hit up their PR marketing team. Like, if they're selling mints and they're called Brownies...
That's dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Totally sell Brownies.
Yeah, they should be selling Brownies.
Brownies are the best.
God, should I look that up? God, they sold fucking mints.
They probably don't sell Brownies.
I think they're too young.
I would be... that's a good point. Okay,
it'd be a lot of work on the parents. Yeah. No, a lot of work on those parents. Parents are like, we got to do this totally. Girl Scouts? No.
Oh, man, that's such a racket, man. I bet the fucking corporations of Girl Scouts are making just like tons of
Girl
money.
Girl Scouts down. Actually is a awesome organization.
Okay. Campfire.
I don't know that one.
Campfire Girls.
It's all the outcasts that couldn't make their patches at Girl Scouts. They got, Girl Scout, Campfire. You're sitting at the
Campfire Girls. I think that was local. That's a local thing. Okay.
No, but Girl Scouts does like, they are welcoming to like trans, lesbian,
okay.
like
cool.
and
right.
everything that the Boy Scouts kind of have problems with as an organization, not like actual little Boy Scouts have problems with, but like the organization's pretty, right. like, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Girl Scouts are a good thing for
it. I personally, honestly look forward to buying the fucking cookies outside the grocery store. I'm probably just going to order this shit online, which is fine, but I do enjoy the transactional thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That
yeah, it
but
is,
if you're in a cookie fix and you can't find any of them, they are available online.
Dude, yeah. I'm munchy at such a high level that I don't really have a quote cookie fix because I've always got some level of bullshit in my house. If it's not cookies, it's something else.
Yeah.
You know, so I do
you're fixed.
Respectfully, but you know, and you know, wow.
Yeah.
Gotta order online now. I
think you made a point that I want to expand on real quick, and it's when you want to buy them in person from the troop, right?
Yeah.
And I love that. And I, you know, I've only been thinking like this recently because my kids have started to get a little bit older, you know. But I think it's really important for adults to have conversations with kids that aren't theirs and kids to have conversations with adults,
strangers?
Right?
Yeah.
Strangers?
Yeah, most definitely, right?
People that look different.
Their parents are there. They're in a safe space.
Right.
And just have an interaction with a human being that has good intentions. Right,
I was never in the Girl Scouts. I was never prepared to serve Mike Flanagan because I never had that opportunity to sell cookies as a child. That building block was never... This is all coming together now.
It was funny. I think it was maybe about a year ago. I was... My dad had made a comment. He's like, well, you know, my parents are... Fuck, my dad's 78. My mom's 75.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're adorable fucking
awesome
small
people that I haven't met, but awesome.
But, he's like, nowadays, we just won't even talk to any fucking child that we do. You know, like, say, it doesn't even matter. It's like, what a beautiful day, or hello there, or whatever.
Right.
Won't fucking talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because of how it's perceived or some shit.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
And respectfully so, and it's just like,
totally
you know.
It.
Yeah. You don't want to, even question.
But it's just funny because, like, I think now, you know, especially, I know tech has had a lot to do with it, but, like, we have zero sense of the, you know, fresh on the dome because I was hanging out with my family over the weekend or over the vacation and stuff. And we were talking about like where we grew up and we were fortunate to grow up, but there was a group of kids our age.
Yeah.
And we all hung out and shit.
So important. Yeah.
But see, even kids nowadays don't, in my mind, don't even really do that. Like the whole cul-de-sac mentality. I don't really think for, you know.
Yeah.
I think also just neighborhoods have changed because people... Fuck, I got, now I'm getting even deeper into this, but now I'm also thinking I don't think we're having groups of people having kids at different ages, which I think was happening.
Or not having kids at all, which is that next big generation.
I think people could like all afford the same kind of community and shit, and that's where you would kind of run into some of this stuff, but it's just like nowadays when, if you're buying your if you're buying your cookies online and shit and your kids aren't sitting outside the store and they only talk to their parents and shit, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I always have been very dismissive of, God, switching subjects again, about like homeschooling and what that can kind of, in my mind, do to a kid, because it's not forcing conversations and interactions that a kid doesn't fucking know and he's not uber comfortable with.
Right. Yeah. Critical thinking or
all that shit.
Well, that's kind of a lot of the way that even the school system's set up now. Like, you know, very rarely do kids ask questions, they email their teachers.
Right.
You know, so even in classes and shit like that, right?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, again, I think it's important that these kids are having, and again, we are having conversations with too, because you're giving that kid a chance to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest missed opportunities right now is conversating. After working with kids at, young adults between the ages of 16 and 18 at the last restaurant job I was at, seeing these young humans, bless you, have such a hard time to like get to know me. But once they did, it's like, cool. Okay. We've established a relationship. We can talk. But even though they were the host, as soon as a human being would walk in, they would like scatter, because it's like, oh my God, I have to like greet this person.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know
a
what
scary
to do.
Interaction.
A lot of their conversating is through video games, messaging, things like that. So I think it's important, but also for us, because one of the things I've noticed, I work with high school kids and yoga and, you know, meditation, stuff like that, is that my vocabulary and the vernacular that I use is very gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I use brother a lot for men. Thanks, brother. Hi, brother. And I use love a lot for women.
Right.
I say, hey, man, how's it going? Hey, you guys have a good day, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, and it's gotta very
use folks.
Folks and y'all, right? So I've actually brought back y'all. I use y'all. To get y'all out of my vernacular.
I do y'all all the time. And I had to do that doing improv, because you address like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what else can you fucking say? Like, because it's just so programmed. And there's a shit ton more you can say, but like, it's just programmed in your brain and you don't even think about it.
Right.
Or addressing tables now, I do. What can I get for you folks? Or what can I get for y'all? But that took a very long time for me to rewire for that.
Closed down a table probably about a year ago, and I'm like, have a great night, ladies. And then one of them was like, we're not all ladies.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was like, I literally doubled back. I'm like, shit, so sorry. But it's just like, fuck, dude. Like,
it's
you
just
know,
a
and you're so
pattern
used to,
of, yeah.
Didn't, you know, nobody at that table took it as like a, Yeah.
Right.
But it's still just like, fucking A, you know?
Yeah.
But
felt
I,
like shit.
I've had enough of those moments where I'm like, okay, I need to make this a priority, because if I start practicing at every single table, regardless of who's sitting there, if I just train it in my brain, like this thing has been trained into my brain, then I can rewire it. And it took a little while, but I did it. But I had a moment like that at where I was on a roll for a really long time. And then I had a table where I said something, or I was like pointing out, they were asking about another server. I go, oh, is it the guy server or the girl server? They're like, I don't know how they fucking identify. And I was like, oh, fucking great fucking point. I was like, I could have described it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Look
but
at
it was,
you.
Yeah, but it
Look
was just
at
like,
you.
It's just a thing you don't even think about. But every time I have those moments, I'm like, ah, thank you for that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yep, totally.
Thank you for that.
Totally.
You know, it's interesting, because I have a tough time with the they, them, because that just doesn't sound grammatically right to me.
Well, incorrect. Here's the thing. If you find a set of keys at somewhere and you bring it into somebody, you say someone left their keys, because you don't know if it's a man or a woman that left those keys. So that is grammatically correct.
Yes.
So, like, you can use that. We're just not used to it having it addressed to one
person
face to face.
Believe me,
but like,
I'm not questioning. Believe me, the wisdom of the English language is so just so fucked that I'm not. Believe me, I'm just saying. Like, I think been kind of conditioned to not frame sentences that way, both in the written and in the spoken form.
Yeah.
So it's like I outside of just learning that vocabulary and trying to default to that as opposed to he, she.
Right.
which is also just a struggle that I, you know, because that's just one that you kind of, in my mind, I was, you know, that was it.
Yeah. And I think like I, because that was our, it's still a difficult thing for me just because I'll slip up all the time. But like someone pointed out to me, they're like, if someone wasn't there at a table or something like that, and you're like, oh, did they want a drink too? Like, so we still address people all the time.
Those are great examples.
That is grammatically correct, that does follow the rules, right. So all of this bullshit, it's like, we do that all the fucking time. And it's, so if someone wants, that doesn't identify either way, and we don't know how they identify, they is perfectly fine to use. Totally. So it's just like, once someone pointed that out to me, I was like, oh, right, okay, great. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep, I agree. Yeah.
Did you break your brain?
Yeah. I'm
sitting, just sat there staring into space.
Well, no. It's what I'm saying is the referring to a person as they.
Yeah.
That is that is something I don't normally just think of.
Yeah. Sure.
That's why my brain is just short circuiting and stuff. Like, you know what
I'm
saying? But
I think the difference though is that you're trying to understand how you can approach this to where it can be part of your vernacular, whereas somebody else might be triggered and be like, I'm just not going to even try because it doesn't make sense. And just,
I want to be very clear.
We know that's what you're saying. Yeah.
But no, it's just, you know, it's like I always fucking back in the day when people used to word process. but like literally you would type some shit and if Microsoft Word had a squiggly line under it, like, yeah, maybe it's probably wrong. That's kind of, you know,
what your brain's doing on the inside. Right. Yeah. Just the paper clip popping up.
Fuck, dude. I'm so glad Clippy. That was kind of Clippy.
Uh-huh.
Clippy,
yeah.
It's good. I appreciate you knowing that.
Yeah. Really, you're welcome.
Yeah, you did a little Clippy. Dance over there.
So fucking terrible. Clippy. Hey, you need help? I'm like, no, fucking don't.
Good. Yeah. I'm a good little post-it note guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell, man.
What's your Zen of the Week, Robin?
I didn't know we were doing that. Zen of the Week?
Yeah. You got a Zen of the Week?
Oh, well, shit. I mean, I fucking did just, like, do some amazing, like, waterfall and volcanic hikes and stuff. So
hell yeah.
That's pretty Zen.
Saw some very beautiful Kauaian, I don't know if you'd call it that, Kauaian nature, but fucking A, that was a beautiful island.
Cool. And you were there for a week?
Yeah, 8 days.
Awesome. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, I haven't been to that island. I've just been to the Big Island.
Dug it more than I thought I would. It was cool. I'd been back. I went there like 28 years ago. Don't really remember that.
And right.
Obviously, they just had, at the time, they just had a hurricane, so some of it had been fucked up.
Okay.
But like, I dug it a lot.
Cool.
A lot. Very, very not a lot. You know, there's only like 75,000 people that live on that. It's right very on. Low key, not touristy.
Good pace.
I've never pace been to Hawaii.
It's fucking chill.
I know.
I think you'll like it.
One day.
Turtles and shit, man.
Yeah, it's turtles very night. Turtles and shit. Turtles and expensive groceries.
Although I do like, I think, so having been to the, you know, both Mexico and Hawaii, I think I like Mexico better.
Ta-da. I've only been to Mexico. Well, I've been twice, but I haven't been very, I mean, I went down there and got blackout.
Right, yeah. I don't know. There's something like romantic about Mexico, you know, like it's still,
it feels like a vacation, good. Like a getaway.
But it's like, it's not that Hawaii doesn't, but I think the thing that really kicks it for me with Mexico is that like the street animals.
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful like street animals, like dogs and cats just like roaming around. You get birds and shit,
A bunch of roosters in Kauai.
Right. Okay, that's cool.
It was crazy. Because
those are not pecking at you.
Yeah. No, not at all. Beautiful roosters. Like the Florida Keys.
Big like.
Florida Keys had wild roosters too, which was ironic because I saw that shit and I'm like, oh, well, that's fucking weird. I haven't seen this before. And then I'm like, oh, that's weird. I just saw this shit.
Yeah. Like, maybe that's your spirit animal, man.
Dude,
fucking,
a big cock.
Yeah, right? It could be your spirit animal. Look at that.
Dude, some beautiful birds. Oh, but actually, no, Zen of the Week, actually, you know, I was fortunate enough to have some greenery when I was over there.
Yep.
And
did you fly with it or did you get it when you were there?
Oh, I checked it.
Good for you.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah, totally.
I've heard that you could check it.
Yeah.
Ah.
I think they're on their way to legalizing it.
They got medical. So Kauai did have a spot that was medical card only. So there was, I didn't have that. Right. But like that was.
Hypothetically, have you tried it?
Medical?
No, just the greenery.
Oh, hypothetically, yes.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, any difference?
But we found some, fuck, I forget what I was saying. found a suspension bridge. We found a fucking suspension bridge just on a like crazy road.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just like I'll pull down here and we'll find a place to, you know, burn a joint.
Yeah.
It was a fucking suspension bridge over a river that clearly like was just like, oh, all right, well, this was the spot.
Wow.
As opposed to like the parking lot of a fucking 7-Eleven or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have done something that bad, but like, you know.
Damn.
There are worse places.
Fucking dope,
yeah, no, I'll show you photos. But yeah, I guess that would be the Zen of the week.
Dig that. Love that. What about you, Keisha?
My Zen of the week is I went to go see Nicki Minaj on Sunday.
Oh.
But
oh, yeah.
My Zen was not Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Halfway through the concert, a special guest pops out.
Eddie Vedder.
Fucking Monica.
Monica. Brandy and Monica? Did she do the Boy Is Mine?
The Boy Is Mine. The Boy Is Mine,
no,
Monica.
Did she do Boy Is Mine?
She did not do Boy Is Mine because I don't think Brandy would let her. But she did all her, she did like all four of her biggest hits. Just came out, did all her songs.
Sweet.
Didn't announce that she was coming out, just a new singer. And I was like, is this a backup singer? What's happening? And then the song starts. I was like, I feel like I know this song. And all of a sudden it hits me. I was like, oh my God, that's fucking Monica. So I have zero pictures or videos from Nicki Minaj. But I have 18 of Monica. Like, I was so excited.
Did Nicki Minaj play that track that you fucking hated?
Did she talk about the diss
track? Oh, she did not.
Oh,
Here's the thing.
Oh.
So my Zen of the week is also kind of my not Zen of the week. So the Nicki Minaj concert, I have been waiting to see Nicki live since the original Pink Friday came out.
Okay.
The show was scheduled at 8, so theoretically in your brain, 9 maybe. She did not come out till almost 10:30. She did not start till almost 10:30, and she had no opener.
Still, Pilots pulled that shit when they played Bumper Shoot.
Had a DJ. She fully Lauryn Hill'd me. Like, we were there at 7:30, and that was late for me for an 8 o'clock concert. Usually I'm there, like, right when doors open,
fucking
whatever.
Shit, dude. Get off my lawn.
So I've been there since 7:30, so we waited 3 hours for her to even come out. And then the show was, I mean, she played all the songs I wanted to see.
Climate
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was good. But it was a little bit of a, there was a lot of sitting around in between acts. Like, there was a lot of dead
time. Did they have one of those hype guys just be like, all right, Seattle, Washington, are you excited?
Yeah, just, so there was a lot of lulls, but then thank God she got Monica roped in, because that would have been a big fucking lull forever she needed to do backstage. But, started late, like I never leave concerts early, and I looked up the set list about 1 o'clock in the morning when she was still going.
Oh my God.
And I was like, how many more songs are there? And there were 3 more, and I was like, I don't care about any of these songs, we're going. And so we left, and everyone was just starting to leave in droves after, I think she did Super Bass, which was the one that I was like, and we're good now.
Yep,
like,
yep.
I've seen Monster and all this, whatever. And don't get me wrong, I was screaming my face off. I was gonna have a great time.
Yeah.
It was a fun show. I don't know I would buy a ticket
again. I remember at Ozfest in 2000, I remember leaving and walking back to the campsite while Ozzy was closing with like all the Black Sabbath tracks. I'm like, I'm fucking good. I've got like 9 hours of metal. Ozzy, you're good. I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
But the thing is like when Lauryn Hill was 4 hours late, the show was so good, I didn't fucking care.
Okay.
Like
hours late.
Well, it was... She didn't come on until almost 11, and I think the show was probably like an 8 o'clock show. But I got there at 6 because it was at Showbox, and so I wanted to get front row. So when I stood in front row, everyone's already behind me. So if I leave, it's all this time has been wasted. So I stood in one spot like 6 p.m. to almost 2 a.m.
No water.
Oh my God.
No water. No bathroom breaks. Nothing.
Just there.
Just standing.
So that
3.5 hours that I was waiting, it was a long fucking 3.5 hours.
And you had like 3 or 4 man cans of Twisted Tea.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I was there by myself, so I couldn't even like have someone save my spot. Like, it was just me that
Fuck.
So I was just stood there. I thank God I like came just from work, so I had just like comfortable clothes on and
Twisted
comfortable
tea.
Shoes. But the Nicki Minaj show... As a barb, I don't like to say this, was not worth her being that late and keeping me up on
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday. Like, there were kids in the audience. It was a school night. Mandy was fucking dying. She had school in the morning. And I was just like, come on, man. Please.
Yeah.
You're killing me. I'm 37. I can't do this shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't think I've been... Well, yeah, again, we used to burn the midnight oil. But again, I'm a tame puppy now.
Well, and it's like Climate Pledge, so a piece of pizza and 2 beers cost me $53.
Oh.
So it's not like you can even sit and drink for 3 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm going to drop $200 in 2 trips, basically.
Yeah, it's fucked. I mean, it's like kind of part of the, you know, I don't really, it's part of the, well, you're going to get fucked and you're going to pay out the ass.
Right.
So you're going to do it at least once.
Oh, I'm prepared to get a couple of drinks, but not 3 hours worth of drinking. Yeah, right, yeah, like that's, it's too much.
See, I wouldn't be able to handle that as like someone who like needs to maintain a certain level of fucked up-ness. Because right. I got to imagine they stopped serving alcohol around the time Nicki Minaj.
She played so late that Mandy was like, I'm going to go get food. And she goes, food's closed. Like, yeah. 30 minutes after she had started the concert, they're because rapping, it was that late.
Yeah, they're not paying the fucking staff.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
It's like the extra innings game, because they stopped serving beer after the seventh inning or whatever at Mariners game. This game I went to went till the fucking, like, 14th or 15th inning. It was at fucking 1 a.m. or whatever, so we lose the game and shit. We're all like hungover as fuck, and then have to like beeline it to Sluggers to catch last call.
Yeah.
Dude, have you been to a game since they changed the game clocks? Did they put the pitch clocks in there?
I went to a game last year, so yes.
Yeah, it's significantly faster.
It's better, better product.
Yeah.
More people are watching.
Great. Yeah. I had been to a game in like probably a decade.
What the fuck are you doing going to a baseball game? Aaron, like actually right judgmental. Like I enjoy sport and sporting, but you literally have that attitude about sport.
But
and sport.
Baseball is the one sport where non-sports people can go because
you don't need to pay attention.
You're just chilling. You're just chilling.
I like hot dogs. I like sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Beer
in the sun.
And especially it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Did you wear a baseball hat?
It's nice out. No,
you wore a batting helmet.
I did, yeah. Jack in the box.
Jack in the box. Yeah.
After you ate the nachos out of the baseball hat, just
oh,
just
fucking yeah, dude. The helmet nachos. That's a lot of food, dude.
That's a lot of food.
You went to a game.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. A couple hours, you know. Aaron and T-Bone and Andy and the family.
Were the Strohs in town?
Yeah. I think so.
Piece of shit, Astros.
Yeah, but Aaron and T are doing this thing where they're going around the states and end up every park.
They're doing that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, baseball. I think just baseball. I don't think they're doing football too yet.
Football's a lot.
I think they're just doing baseball right now.
Yeah.
So. Oh, shit.
But yeah, they're knocking them out, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fun to be
like
along with
it. Kind of like Astros knocking on trash cans. Cheating assholes.
Everybody hates the Astros
so much.
I know.
Well, fuck them. Well, it's also just because the Mariners aren't, you know, like competitive enough. So it's,
right,
you know, there's that. They hate us because they ain't us kind of shit. But yeah, fuck the Astros. No real animosity.
Hate us in the 80s.
But fuck them.
Yeah. Seriously.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I get caught in these like group texts about like, fuck that. And I'm like,
you're like,
sports.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like, I went to a baseball game last time. Like,
what?
Yeah. That was great. You know, I don't mind like going to things like that. You know, it's
and
cool.
You can get cheap
you get
seats
a big
too.
Pretzel?
You can have a field seat. You can stretch out.
Did you get
that's
a big
fun.
Pretzel?
Yeah. No, I did the garlic fries.
Oh, got
the garlic
yeah.
fries.
Yeah,
wow.
Got the
those
garlic
are
fries.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Papa's fritas.
Lots of garlic. Lots of garlic.
I haven't had the garlic fries in a while. It's intense.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It was good, though. Yeah, I think my boosted my immune system. You know, the
fucking
amount of garlic in there.
Jesus.
But it also, it's like, okay, cool. Check, have been down, did this. Okay, don't have to do this for a while.
I'm
right?
very glad that I'm not emotionally invested in sports because I see how it breaks people when their team
right?
loses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad. Like,
shit,
I'll get invested
man.
In a game and being like, oh, that wasn't the outcome I wanted. Anyway, so, like,
right.
it does not ruin my day.
Like, I'm pretty good about it. The Super Bowl 49 and shit, because I remember we worked the next day and I'm like, yeah. I'm kind of more fucked up at the fact that I'm bothered about this game that I had nothing to fucking do with.
Yeah.
Remember that shit? I was just working. Granted, there was some bullshit drama that happened with the ex and stuff, and we're all fucking hammered and whatever.
Right,
but like literally.
Is this the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
Game?
That
upset me too. And
no,
I don't
but I was just
fuck.
Like, ah, shit, you know? But
why
again,
did you throw it?
But the reaction I had was just like, I am very upset about this, but I'm more upset about how upset I am.
Right.
You know? And I remember having a tough time with that. But people were really fucking angry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was...
I was more bummed out.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
People were like pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like when they lost the Super Bowl against the Steelers. You know,
Super Bowl 40.
Yeah, I was playing in the... I was working at Jillian's at the time. Yeah. And just, you know, people crying, you know, sobbing.
Right.
You know, like their lives are just over.
Yeah,
like
I don't
they,
love
it's just like, oh my Jesus Christ.
Well,
what's
yeah,
going
that
on
was,
over
you
here?
Know, and that was the thing. It's like that was the only time we'd been to the Super Bowl at that
right.
point. We had already, like, after we won the 1 year before, like, all right, cool. It's like, that's doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who gives a shit about this stuff, I'm just like, cool, well, that's done. But getting fucked up over something you had nothing to do with. I ain't fucking lying.
No.
Like, oh, I sacrificed for the team. He's like,
it cost me nothing. It cost me this. Click.
Yeah.
That's all it cost
right.
me.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit and hell.
Sacrifice. The gridiron.
Yeah. Go the sports.
Life. Go
hope,
sports.
Hope yeah, both teams sports. Have a good time.
Adam's putting down those deposits for season tickets at the M's.
You know, I'm a big M's fan. M's. Robin. Yes, M's. Love the M's. That's like two M's, right?
Yes,
like
the M's. M's. Do you like regular peanuts, regular M&M's or peanut M&M's?
Okay, train of thought. How'd you get there? M's. Oh, M's. Okay.
I'm a more
yeah, this Ted Kaczynski shit is not that fucking hard. Like, it's fucking roadmap.
That one was
roadmap.
Even shorter than the last
We're
one.
We're going to go, like, peanut butter and jelly. Like, you assholes ever put those in a sandwich? How'd you get there, Robin?
Peanut butter M&M's. Are superior over regular M&M's because it's two snacks in one.
Okay, so we're saying
chocolate first
butter.
And then the
I'm
peanut.
Removing like the other offshoots like crispy and peanut okay. butter. I'm sure. Just saying yellow or brown bag. We're just saying peanut.
I'm more
or,
of a peanut than a traditional M&M.
Yeah, I think it is really just two snacks in one. It's tough snacks. Those because the ones without the peanut, those are fucking rad.
And they go too fast.
They like, do go really fast.
You can
you
eat
fucking,
one at a time
smack.
With the peanut M&M's, but you got to have a whole handful of regular M&M's and all of a sudden the bag's gone.
Well, now they have that, you know, they trick you over by the bread aisle in most grocery stores. They have like the cellophane plastic wrapped, you know, like dark chocolate covered almonds.
Uh-huh.
Fancy M&M's. They're kind of healthy. You know? So I get those and I just like start popping those. I'm
wait,
like,
are
hey,
you one of those?
Oh, yeah,
dark
just
chocolate.
Make it a
I should probably add one of those old guys that gets like Werther's Originals and those like, what are those, like Madrona almonds or whatever. you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm still a cashews and dark chocolate kind of guy.
Applets and cotlets.
No, and so my plans backfire because I figured if I stuck with dark chocolate, kids don't like dark chocolate, it's all good. But my youngest Harper, she's acquired a taste, you know. So now she eats dark chocolate. So I'm like,
all
right,
that's all that's available.
It's
nature
like,
nurture,
it's
baby.
It's like if my parents like they never did this, were like you could only drink light beer in high school. It's like, all right, I'll fucking work within the confines of light beer.
fuck you, but yes, yeah.
It's a great
Bush
analogy.
Light.
Great analogy.
I just all really want Bush Light. All of a sudden,
you can get a 6-pack of Tall Boys for $4.35 at the mini mart in high school.
Dance.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You can't even get one for that now. I feel
can't even get one boy.
Oh. Yeah. Short boy for that.
Yeah. Fucking inflation and alcoholism, man. Glad that I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
we're still in inflation and technically, a lot of people would say we're still alcoholics. Whatever.
But, you know, it's,
whatever.
It's
non-practicing.
Non-practicing.
Not today.
Yeah,
not today, Robin.
You know,
not today.
You know, to which I would say, like, you're not practicing whatever religion you profess. You know, that's what I would say to that person.
I know. I was about ready to come in. Because I'm hungover as shit today.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to tell him. I was like, oh, those
you
I don't
should. That's fucking great. Did you get fucked up?
Had a couple of. I didn't really even get that. I was just after work, and like one of my favorite people is leaving, and so every time that they work, I'm always trying to like drink after work because I know they're gonna be gone soon. And then one beer turned into, you know, three or four.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And noon comes early for me these days.
Oh, yeah, it comes.
Because I stay up late. And so it's, I'm driving over here. I'm like, God, I am more hungover than I should be for this podcast. And then I was like, oh, I'm going with two sober dudes. They're not going to fucking feel my pain.
Sober
stoners.
Exactly. Stoners.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny. I have to correct people a lot, you know, because people talk about, you know, I'll talk to people and they're like, oh, and your sobriety. I'm like, okay, I just don't drink.
I am very fucking clear about that,
you
know, shit. West Coast sober is what I've heard.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
California sober.
I'm very clear. It's like I lean on Gansh, you know. Yeah. Ask me to remove that, and then you know, see how I feel about shit, and then maybe I'll be able to tell you about like sobriety.
Yeah.
Oh, my darkness thing is coming up pretty soon. End of this month. So.
You're what?
Darkness.
Oh, you're going into like
oh
a
God,
fucking
right.
cave for how long?
7 days.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Wait. Are you going to be there during the solar eclipse?
I don't know.
It's on the 8th. It's my birthday.
Oh, no. I get out 2 days before.
Shit. I was like, can you imagine being in the darkness like for the energy of the solar eclipse?
Oh,
like, that could
be.
Yeah. But energy probably would be still good.
So, wait, you're just going to go into a cave for 7 days?
Nah, so I'm in a room.
I kind of forgot about this.
I kind of did too. Because it was so long ago you booked it. You told us about it. It was like last year.
Yeah, totally. So 7 days. I'm in a room, bed, you know, food. Bathroom, all that stuff they take care of.
I can't wait to
complete darkness, no like eye adjusting. I can tell there's a table there. It's like 100%, like just
wait. And they're gonna be doing like fucking dropping like the fucking, you know, Shawshank Redemption food thing.
Through the door, mail slot.
Yeah, they have like there's like a dumb waiter, so it like comes
fucking
down,
rises
so, like,
up out of the floor.
So there's no like no light.
So I can't wait to hear what you see and feel.
Gonna have to take a shit, and you're gonna fucking have to feel around for the toilet, do your business, feel it. Wow.
Yeah, like everything.
I mean, obviously.
But if you don't have anything to do,
use like a European toilet and like use all this other shit that you don't normally know how to use.
You know what?
Fucking outlets are European outlets, not standard.
They're gonna like throw in a bidet just to fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like trying to figure this out.
Yeah, it's just like fucking. It's very increased difficulty. God.
Yeah, it's like a fucking episode. It's like that movie, The Game, from the 90s.
That was a good movie.
Great movie. Michael Douglas? Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, yeah.
Michael Douglas, too.
That's a Fincher joint.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That's right.
Great movie. But yeah, so hopefully they're not going to fuck with me. But yeah, so I get to like basically just plan my own thing, right? So I can go in there, meditate, and chant. I'm by myself, so I can do really whatever I want.
So it's 7 days in essentially a furnished studio.
More or less, yeah.
7 days, but all nights.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, 100%. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And so, so you got dopamine fast, right? So you have no external light, sound, things like that.
No stimulation.
So you get basically like a dopamine fast to the brain. But after about 17 to 20 hours, your body thinks it's asleep.
Yeah.
Because it's been in darkness for so long. And so the androgynous DMT that your body over creates because that's what happens when we sleep. And
what
so you
fuck?
Can basically go into hallucinations.
Yeah.
And like waking dream states. And so
I had a small vision just now of you talking about that, picturing myself in that room and having like, you know, everything and I'll sleep a lot. And then waking up to all blackness and then having a panic attack. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like totally, that. Yeah.
I saw some shit on that.
I felt that.
Because you're
just,
like, because it is. It's so dark. Because it's like that in the deprivation
am I even
things.
Up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, my eyes open is so dark that it's not any different than my
it's
eyes
it's not
being
registering
closed.
Anything. And then just being like.
Yeah. Like you're touching your eyes.
Yeah,
it's like, are
yeah,
they
yeah,
open?
Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on in
oh,
here?
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear every detail about it. I'm going to have so many questions for you.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that, like, you know, when alcoholics, you know, the DTs and shit, you know, basically what is happening is you're not getting enough fucking REM sleep, so your REM sleep just starts spilling over into the day.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
totally.
When you talk about this, like, waking up and it'd be fucking dark.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's important. I mean, it's your body needs the NREM and REM sleep one way or the other.
Yeah.
And if you're depriving it that much of it, that's interesting. Your body's just like, sorry.
I'm
here
gonna,
we go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take
off.
This. I'm gonna fuck it. Yeah, and here we go.
Yeah. Wow, man.
So this is 7 days of fucking just fucking.
Yeah, seven
quiet.
Days in the darkness.
Shit,
yeah.
man.
But I can make noise.
Sure.
So I can chant. I can like bring a bowl in if I want to. I think,
you're
but
bring
I'm not
any
going
of this?
To.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna. There's some mantras that I'm gonna work with. There's enough room for me to do yoga, so I'm gonna bring a yoga mat and like as long as I stay on this perimeter, I know I'm not gonna kill myself.
Right.
And be able
but
to
keeping your balance.
Right. Exactly.
In the dark.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Right? So,
oh
but lots of meditation. I'm gonna try to bring in a. I'm allowed to bring in a recording device. So I'm going to try to find one that has no display screen and that I can like,
you need
know,
to get like a
color
micro,
out the red.
Get up and get a micro cassette recorder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're going to be able to hear that motherfucker squeaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll
squeaking,
be able to hear every button.
Squeaking.
Yeah,
so.
Wow.
So what the fuck is this complex? Is it just like, what was just some dude's house? What is it?
It's built for this. So they have a
what
retreat
in
center that's,
fuck.
Yeah, there's
like
two
compound,
in, there's
right?
two in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, fuck. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it's just some guy's basement?
Yeah,
just charging
just
up
fucking,
the
yeah,
dude, right?
I'll lock you there for 7 days.
Like
I'll for sure let you out.
It
sure
puts lotion
out.
On
yeah,
the
yeah.
skin kind of
yeah.
thing.
Mind the skeleton.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
It's not what it feels like, all right? It's your
I know.
Mind.
I'll make sure you guys know exactly where I'm at, where the address is. So
okay,
if I
cool.
don't come back by the 8th.
Great. You heard it here.
Then, kids
then
and
make sure
I
to air this before that's over.
We're going to...
Proof of life.
Probably make a couple phone calls and that's about it.
We're looking for a
I'm
suit.
Scared of this place already.
Yeah.
He has long hair and a beard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they're like, gotta narrow it down. It's Oregon.
Yeah, fucking A.
Well, I'm thinking about the decompression chamber after you come out of 7 days of darkness. Like, I would assume bring you out in nighttime because I feel like walking into a daylight situation after
so,
that would be way intimidating.
So that's part of the interesting part is they call it the reveal.
Yeah.
So you have this opportunity to come out and you can choose on the property where you want to be revealed at. So like there's mountains, it's Oregon, right? There's coastline, all this shit. So you can say like, I really like this area and I want to like have my mask taken off there. And so when your day comes, they'll put this like dark mask on you,
gotcha.
Walk you out to that space, put you down. And I mean, you can choose, right? Sunlight, daylight, whatever, okay. Nighttime. And then basically this is the first thing you see. Right. And it's
going to be the most magical thing you ever see in your life.
Yeah. There's some Instagram videos for the place that, that show the reveals, you know, and it's so interesting because all ages, but like, I think the youngest I saw was like a 14-year-old kid.
What the fuck?
Just spending spring break.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think, and they never say how long people spend in there. You can spend a day, you can spend, you know, 7 to 10 days.
So just spring break. I would love to,
those parents being like, isn't this a fun thinking, like, isn't this a fun retreat? You should totally go. Yeah. Just 7 days, Kevin. You go to this place, we'll drop you off, we'll pick you up.
Can you imagine sharing a fucking bowl with that kid the next week and I'm pissed off? Yeah. Like, you imagine those funny-ass circles when you're, like, a sophomore and, like, a, you know, freshman sophomore smoking weed where it's much more like, okay, we're all here doing it. You're not, like, with your friends and shit. You're just like, what the fuck is this guy's house like? Yeah. They put him in a fucking house for 7 days.
What'd you do for spring break? I would just land. I was in a darkened cell for 7 days.
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck you do? He's like, no, they like are like, this was like a reward, you know? Because I got so many good grades.
This was a treat.
Yeah, so that's
this was a treat.
Refer to me as Jedediah.
Yeah.
That's my new name now, please.
My entire course of life has changed, yes.
God damn it.
So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Excited for you.
Yeah, but we'll be before then, so we'll have another chance to talk before.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Well, we'll see you next time.
See you.